ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिगं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ I really pray to Bhagavan to bless all of us, all of you, with the clear understanding of the teaching, so that our every minute of our span of life, Bhagavan given span of life, really is spent properly. Let us read the 24th mantra onwards, we'll read. Nehana neti cham nayat Indro maya bhirityapi
Indro maya bhirityapi
Ajaya mano bahudha
Ajaya mano bahudha
Maya yajayate tusaha
Maya yajayate
Okay, so here, you know what we are doing now in the portion. So you know very well, now we are seeing the analysis of the Upanishad mantras. See, in these verses, Gaudapada Acharya presents the mantras, quotations from different Upanishads. In these karikas, Gaudapada Acharya presents the quotations from different Upanishads and mainly from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. So Katopanishad, quotation from Katopanishad, a quotation from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, and quotation from Purusha Suktam. So three quotations are here in the 24th Karika. And two quotations are there in 25th Karika. We are going to see anyway. The one quotation is there in 26th Karika. So totally there are six quotations in these three karikas. And then we have to remember, why is Gaudapada Acharya presents these quotations from different Upanishads in these karikas? He presents these quotations for the purpose of analyzing these quotations. Even though we do not analyze these quotations, the mantras quoted from different Upanishads elaborately, we at least we know, understand the context and the meaning of these mantras here itself. And if you ask what is the purpose of presenting these mantras, quoting from, as we said, it is for the analyzing the meanings. So we are not elaborately analyzing, but still we understand the simple meaning of these mantras. And why is he presenting them? Because he wants to establish clearly that there is no creation of the universe. There is no creation of the Jivaha. Nothing is created here at all. And by how does he establish that there is no creation at all? The Jiva is not created. Jagat also is not created. There is only manifestations. and manifest, which means by stating this only manifestation, he is also proving how does he prove it? By stating how Jagat is Mithya. Jagat is Mithya. See, Jagat is not something totally non-existent. It is not unreal, but it is Mithya. So, Jivaha is also Mithya. Jivaha is Mithya, Jagat is Mithya, even Ishwaraha, the status is Ishwara, status attributed to the reality is also Mithya. Ishwaraha is also Mithya, that is the most frightening thing for us. Ishwara's status also is Mithya. What else can you say? Because Ishwara is something which you do not know. For us, there is Ishwaraha, and is Ishwara is the Lord, the cause of the creation. So you call it what? The creator of the universe. And Jiva is also created. Jagat also is created. The experiencer and the experienced universe, both are created by the Lord. And Lord is the cause of the universe. This is some understanding we have. Therefore here Acharya has to state, no, Jiva is not created. Jagat is not created. And Ishwara is also not the, there is no real creator. The creator status is also what? Mithya. The creation is Mithya. There is no creation at all. Jagat is Mithya. Jiva is Mithya. There is only manifestation. This is what he needs to establish. Why he needs to establish is also because in the Upanishads, generally, when the nature of the reality is discussed, different features, different words are presented and implying the nature of the reality or features of Brahman. The Brahman or Atma. So, sometimes those different features of Paramatma or Brahman or Atma presented seem to be contradicting each other. How can the words implying the nature of reality, words revealing the attributes of Brahman, be contradictory to each other? But they seem to be contradictory. For example, mainly, if you take the word, suppose Brahman is Nirvikaram. Is Nirvikaram is a one word implying the nature of reality. Nirvikaram means what? The reality is not subject to modification or change. Nirvikaram is one word. And another attribute is what? Brahman Jagat Karanam. Upanishad states, no, Brahman Jagat Karanam. Since Brahman Jagat Karanam, Jagat Karanam Brahma. How does Upanishad present Brahman as Jagat Karanam? What, that without which this universe cannot exist at all, that from which alone universe comes into existence, and that in which universe exists, that in which universe resolves, is Brahma. When the universe presents it, the Jagat Karanam is Brahma, it says. What is that without which this universe cannot exist at all? That from which the universe comes into existence and that in which the universe exists, that in which the universe resolves, is what you have to say, cause of the Jagat. So, Upanishad does not say Brahman is Jagat Karanam. It says Jagat Karanam is Brahman. The cause of the universe is Brahman. Therefore, anyway, these two words are here. One is Nirvikaram. Brahman is Nirvikaram. One word. Another word is what? Brahman is Jagat Karanam. So, these two words are contradictory. Why contradictory? Because if Brahman is Jagat Karanam, any cause must undergo vikaram, must undergo a change to become an effect. If Brahman is Jagat Karanam, Brahman must have undergone a change or modification to become the Jagat. Because gold undergoes a change to become the ornament, wood undergoes some processing to become the furniture. So any cause has to undergo change. Even yogurt undergoes, milk undergoes a change to become yogurt. So any cause has to undergo change to become effect. If the Brahman is Jagat Karanam, then Jagat is the effect Karyam, which means Brahman must be Savikaram. Without being Savikaram, be object to change, Brahman cannot be the cause of the anything which is a cause to undergo change. But here two words are there. One is Nirvikaram. Brahman is eternally unchanging. Which Brahman is of the nature of changelessness. We say that motionlessness, changelessness, silence, actionlessness. All these words imply, we have this many words here. Brahman is of the nature, reality is of the nature of actionlessness. Reality is of the nature of timelessness. Reality is of the nature of silence. And reality is of the nature of actionlessness. Actionlessness, changelessness, motionlessness, silence. The four words you have to remember here. And timelessness also. I repeat again. Timelessness, actionlessness, changelessness, silence, motionlessness. All these words imply one thing. Reality is that whose swarupam, who does not lose its swarupam at all, without undergoing any change, retaining its swarupam, what it is, that which becomes this universe. That which does not undergo any change or whatsoever. That one whose swarupam, nature, does not change. So that whose swarupam does not stray away. You know, is called what we say? Sva avastha, avastha prachyutihi. Sva avastha prachyutihi, aprachyutihi. Tan nilai nindra nalvamai. Tan swarupathinindra maramai. Which means that which remains the same always. Not only beginningless and endless. It is ever the same. That is called nirvikaram. That's what, not object to change or modification, we say. But there's another word which implies the nature of the attribute of Brahman as what now? Savi Karanam, Jagat Karanam. So how is it? It's a contradictory. If Brahman is Jagat Karanam, it must undergo a change. But Upanishad says, Jagat Karanam is Brahman also, is said by Upanishad. Brahman is Nirvikaram also, is meant by Upanishad. And both the words are used by Upanishad for us to understand Brahman. Contradictory. So confusions may come also. Therefore, what happens? And we always like Brahman as Jagat Karanam. We also give the status of what Ishwara's status to Brahman. As Jagat Karanam, when you say, Ishwara's status also is given to Brahman. Because we like to have Ishwara. Then what happens afterwards? Once Ishwara's creator comes into the picture, then the whole Jagat becomes what now? Creation. Once there is we hold on to the idea there's a creation, and we want to know who the creator is, and what did he create, how did he create, etc. So in order to solve this problem, Brahman is vivarta upadana karanam, which means without undergoing a change, retain is a very important line to know. Retaining its swarupam as it is, the one who becomes the jagat as though is called what is said to be. Now, this we said to be what now? Jagat Karanam Brahma. And for which you have to understand, there is no creation at all. There is only, if at all there is creation, this creation is mithya. It is not satyam. It is not satyam. And therefore, not only creation means what? Not only this jagat is uncreated, there is no jivaha also. There is no creation of jiva, there is no creation of jagat, there is no Ishvara status which is satyam. So, all the three are mithya. Okay, this is what I have to understand. And for which he already established logically once, how jagat is mithya. Brahman alone is satyam, jagat is mithya. Mithya means what? This mithya jagat is nothing but appearance of Brahman. Therefore, we can final thing is, all that is here is only Brahma. In that Brahman, you resolve jiva, you resolve jagat, you resolve the Ishvara status also. This is what is to become very clear for us in Advaita Prakaranam. So, we are in the middle of it. Almost we are going to complete it soon. So, for which, not only he having established logically, now he is in the process of quoting different other mantras from different Upanishads also, supporting this fact that jagat is mithya. Not only Mandukya Upanishad says, all other Upanishads also reveal the same fact of jagat being mithya, Brahman alone being satyam. So how can jagat is mithya means what? Jagat, when you say jagat is mithya, you have negated the jagat. Negating the jagat means what? You don't jagat is as good as non-existent. Then what is there now? What is there is only satyam. What is there is only satyam, and that Brahman alone is that satyam. That is the thing. So for which he is quoting different quotations, and in the 24th karika, I said three quotations are presented. One is from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, another is from Katopanishad, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad and Purusha Sukta quotations. Now let us go to the 25th karika.
Sambhute rapavadacha. Sambhuterapavadacha.
Sambhuterapavadacha.
Sambhavah pratishidhyate.
Sambhavah pratishidhyate.
Sambhavah pratishidhyate.
Sambhavah pratishidhyate.
Konvenam janaye diti.
Konvenam janaye diti.
Karanam pratishidhyate.
Karanam pratishidhyate.
Konvenam janaye diti.
Konvenam janaye.
Karanam pratishidhyate.
Karanam pratishidhyate.
Okay, so in this 25th mantra, he presents two quotations from two different Upanishads. And the first line, he presents the quotation from Ishavasya Upanishad, which I have not yet come in my class here. I think Ishavasya classes are going on well. If you have time, you can go on to our live streaming and listen. So here, the first line Gaudapada Acharya presents the quotation from he quotes this, he refers to the Ishavasya Upanishad mantra, then he refers to Ishavasya Upanishad mantra, not exactly the quotation, Ishavasya Upanishad mantra refers to that, and the second mantra is from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Let us see the first Ishavasya mantra, what he says. What does he present here referring to the Ishavasya Upanishad mantra? Let us see here. He says, you know, Sambhutehe Apavadat Cha Sambhavaha Pratishidhyate. See, Sambhavaha means creation of the universe. Sambhavaha means creation of the universe. Pratishidhyate means is negated. The creation is negated. The entire cosmos is negated. Negated means what? This jagat, this prapanchaha is implied by the term Sambhavaha. Sambhavaha means creation. So creation of this universe is negated, which means the creation is negated, the universe also is negated. Negated means what? It is negated as mithya, which means it is not satyam. Jagat, you mistake the jagat for satyam, but it is not satyam, it is mithya. And how does he negate the jagat as mithya? Sambhavaha pratishidhyate. How does he do that? He does not do that. Actually, he says, he refers to the Ishavasya mantra, in which mantra? Refers to the meaning of the mantra. In which mantra? Creation is negated. How? Sambhutehe apavadat. Very frightening thing here. Sambhutihi means Hiranyagarbha. Sambhutihi means Hiranyagarbha, which means first born. Hiranyagarbha means what? Hiranyagarbha means Ishwaraha. Samashti Pranashaktihi. In fact, Samashti Sukshva Prapanchaha Ishwaraha. The whole Sukshma Prapanchaha, not only the Sthula Prapanchaha is Mithya, the entire Samashti Sukshma Prapanchaha is also Mithya, the entire subtle manifestation or subtle manifestation in its entirety, you know, is given the name what? Hiranyagarbha. Ishwaraha means what? The Lord. We say the Lord. So the Lord is negated as mithya here. Condemned here. So, Hiranyagarbha Sambhutihi, what he says is, Sambhutihi means Sambhutehe Apavadat. Apavadaha means criticism, condemnation. Apavadaha means criticism, condemnation. Apavadaha. So, in Ishavasya Upanishad, universe is negated through the condemnation or criticism of the very Hiranyagarbha. Condemning Hiranyagarbha means what? Criticizing Hiranyagarbha means what? You know, condemning Hiranyagarbha means the Ishwaraha is, Hiranyagarbha is mithya. Hiranyagarbha is not satyam. If you want the truth, don't go and search for the truth in the world as Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is not the truth. Virat is not the truth. Ishwara is not the truth. You can accept Antarya, Ishwara you can accept. Hiranyagarbha you can accept. Virat can accept, no problem, but don't accept it as a truth. They're all, don't say Hiranyagarbha is not there at all. There is Hiranyagarbha, there is Virat, there is Ishwaraha, but they're all mithya, not satyam. Not satyam, isn't it? That's why apavadat means through the condemnation, through the criticism of the Ishvara, the Lord as Hiranyagarbha, the entire creation is negated. Why? Because creator itself is mithya means, what about the creation? See, creation, mithyatvam of the creation is established in Ishavasya Upanishad through the establishment of Ishvara, mithyatvam of the Ishvara. You know, this Upanishad does not talk about universe as the mithya. It talks about Ishvara's status being mithya. The creator's status is mithya. Creator's status is given, then creator's status is mithya. Ishvara's status is mithya. If the Ishvara's creator's status itself is mithya means, what about the creation then? So instead of directly mentioning that creation is mithya, he talks about what? He talks about the mithyatvam of the creator, Hiranyagarbha, and thereby he establishes the mithyatvam of the creation. Therefore, he says, sambhutehe apavadat sambhavaha pratishidyate. Padaikkindravan mithya endru kaattuvadan moolam, padaippaye mithya endru kaattudal. Yeah, so you show Ishvara is the creator is mithya means you don't need to say creation is mithya, isn't it? Creator is mithya, if it is said, it's enough. You don't need to say creation is mithya. Creator is mithya na, creator is as good as non-existent. How can the creator who is as good as non-existent create satyam jagat? Therefore, jagat also is mithya. If the creator is as good as non-existent mithya, then creation is as good as non-existent mithya only. The mithya creator cannot create satyam jagat. Therefore, that is what he says in this mantra. Actually, this reference is the 12th mantra of the Ishavasya Upanishad. I have not yet come. I'll be doing it maybe soon. I'll be doing that mantra. You can follow, listen to me that mantra later on. That is from Ishavasya Upanishad. But this first line is reference to the mantra, 12th mantra of the Ishavasya Upanishad. Anyway, so here the sambhutehe apavadat sambhavaha pratishidhyate. This is one quotation. Then afterwards, he goes to the next one. Konvenam janayed iti. Konvenam janayed iti. This is from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. The second line, the first line he does not quote from the Ishavasya Upanishad. He only refers to the Ishavasya Upanishad mantra. But in the second line, he refers to the quotation from the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Don't go and search for the mantras, okay? Don't go and try to read the meanings. Understand, this is what is said there. That's all, it's enough. Therefore, the second one is, the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, it is Konvenam Janayet. Konvenam Janayet. That is a quotation from the third chapter of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, third chapter, 9th section, okay, 27th mantra. Third chapter, 9th section, 27th mantra. And as the 27th mantra, this particular line is a 7th sub mantra. Okay, sub mantra here. And there again the third line. You can't get to the first line. You don't go and search for the mantra. Just understand. Okay, what does this mantra say? That's what we have to understand. We are not interested in going and searching for the mantra there. Gaudapada Acharya wants us to accept what he says. So he quotes all these things just to make us understand. See, kaha, ko means kaha, who. Nu, the nu is for raising and expressing an objection. Yenam means jivam. Yenam means jivatmanam. Janayet, creates. So who creates the jivaha? That is the meaning of the sentence. Kon venam janayet means kaha nu yenam janayet. Kaha nu yenam janayet means who creates this jiva? In the jivanai yar பிறப்பிக்கிறார்கள், யார் தோற்றுவிக்கிறார்கள், தோற்றுக்கிறாரா என்ன, அந்த மாதிரி இட்ஸ் அப்ஜெக்ஷன். இது காரணம் பிரதிஷித்தியதே. பிரதிஷித்தியதே மீன்ஸ் நெகேட்டட். தி காஸ் ஆஃப் தி ஜீவா இஸ் ஆல்சோ நெகேட்டட் பை ஆஸ்கிங் திஸ் க்வெஸ்சன் ஆஸ் அன் அப்ஜெக்ஷன். தி காஸ் ஆஃப் தி ஜீவா இஸ் ஆல்சோ நெகேட்டட், denied in fact, which means the cause of the jiva is negated, means the creation, jiva's creation also is negated. By negating the cause of the jiva, the creation of the jiva is also negated in the second mantra, second line. Okay, kon venam janayet iti karanam pratishidyate, the cause of the creation, cause of the jiva is negated. Which means, if really seek, if we talk about who creates the jivaha, if you say jiva is born, jiva is created, then you have to give the answer, who creates this jiva? Who is the creator? What is the cause of the, you know, jiva? There is no jiva, that is why we understand very clearly, which means that the very question is for objecting. Objection, for the purpose of objecting only. Therefore, there is no cause. If you search for it, there is no cause of the jiva. There is no creator of the jiva. Therefore, there is no such thing called creation of the jiva. Okay? So, these two quotations in this 25th mantra, he presents to say that there is no creation of the jagat or the jivaha. So now let us go to the next mantra, 26th mantra. Sayesha neti neti ti Sayesha neti neti ti See, last class I was little sleeping, I didn't tell you properly. I'm telling you, you have to remember the first line of 25th mantra presents the negation of the universe through the negation of the creator status of Hiranyagarbha, or negation of the Hiranyagarbha. And reference is the 16th mantra of Ishavasya Upanishad. And the second line negates the creation of jiva. And the reference is to Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. That much is enough. Don't need to go and search for it. Sayesha neti neti ti.
Sayesha neti neti ti.
Vyakhyatam.
Vyakhyatam.
Ninnute yataha.
Ninnute yataha.
Sarvamagrahya bhavena.
Sarvamagrahya bhavena.
Hetu najam prakashate.
Hetu najam prakashate.
Sarvamagrahya bhavena.
Sarvamagrahya bhavena.
Hetu najam prakashate.
So in this 26th mantra, Upanishad Gaudapada Acharya refers to one mantra from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad again. This is again from the third chapter of the ninth section, but mantra is 26th mantra. Very close to the previous one is this one. Third chapter of the 26th mantra from the ninth section of the third chapter of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. You remember, it is called Shruti Pramanam. Gaudapadacharya presents the Shruti mantras as support for support of his argument. And from different Upanishads, he presents, see, come on, the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad states this. I am not saying simply. It's all supporting quotations. So here, look at this now. Saha yeshaha neti neti ti. So here the Upanishad, what is Upanishad presents the entire universe as in this mantra, in this particular mantra in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. The Upanishad presents this entire cosmos as Murta Amurta Prapanchaha. It says the universe is of both gross, tangible, concrete objects and the intangible, subtle objects. Murta means tangible, concrete objects, visible, perceptible objects, and amurta means intangible, subtle objects. So the entire universe is presented as both murta, amurta, prapanchaha. The universe of gross and subtle, tangible and intangible, perceptible, imperceptible objects. Therefore, so the tangible, concrete universe and non-tangible, intangible, abstract universe. When you say intangible means what? All the perceptible physical forms come under the category of Murta Prapancha. All our bodies, all the physical forms we perceive externally, all living, non-living, everything. And even the elements like fire, water, earth, they all come under Murta Prapancha. Air, space come under Amurta Prapancha. And our own then you know the entire Sukshma Shariram. Now you can say corresponding total Sukshma Shariram. All our minds, all our thoughts, all our emotions, our understanding, our knowledge, our anger, our desire, our pranas, our powers, no, karmendriyani, gyanendriyani, all these actually are now actually అమూర్త ప్రపంచ కమ్ అండర్ ది కేటగిరీ ఆఫ్ అమూర్త ప్రపంచ హౌ దే ఆర్ నాట్ టాంజిబుల్ అనో ఎనర్జీస్ ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ పవర్స్ ఎనర్జీ ఎక్సెట్రా లైక్ హౌ ఎలక్ట్రిసిటీ ఎక్సెట్రా ఇస్ ఇన్విజిబుల్ ఇసన్ట్ ఇట్ ఇన్విజిబుల్ పవర్ లైక్ దిట్ ది సటిల్ ఇంటాంజిబుల్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ కాన్స్టిట్యూట్ ది అమూర్త ప్రపంచ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ టుగెదర్ కాన్స్టిట్యూట్ ది ప్రపంచ అండ్ హియర్ దట్స్ వాట్ యు కెన్ సే ది మూర్త ప్రపంచ యు కెన్ సే విరాట్ అమూర్త ప్రపంచ యు కెన్ సే హిరణ్య గర్భ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆర్ యు కెన్ సింప్లీ సే జనరలీ ది ఎంటైర్ ది మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఇన్ ఇట్స్ ఎంటైరిటీ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ ఈస్ నో నథింగ్ ఈజ్ అమూర్త మూర్తామూర్త ప్రపంచ ఈజ్ నాట్ సత్యం ఈజ్ నాట్ సత్యం దట్ ఈస్ వై నో నాట్ సత్యం మీన్స్ వై ఆత్మ ఈజ్ సత్యం బ్రహ్మన్ అప్టైనింగ్ యాజ్ ది ఆత్మ అలోన్ ఈజ్ సత్యం దట్ వై హీ సేస్ సహా ఏషః దాట్ పరమాత్మ అప్టైనింగ్ యాజ్ దిస్ ఆత్మ దాట్ బ్రహ్మన్ సహ మీన్స్ దాట్ పరమాత్మ ఏషః మీన్స్ అప్టైనింగ్ యాజ్ దిస్ సెల్ఫ్ There's the Swarupam of Aham. He's called Yeshaha. Inda Nanendra Sollin Purulayulla Apparamborul. How do you say here? Saha Yeshaha. Inda Nanin Purulayulla Apparamborul. That is the meaning. Saha Yeshaha. That Paramatma, the truth of the whole, obtaining as the truth of I, సహ ఏష పరమాత్మా విచ్ ఇస్ వాట్ నే న ఇతి న ఇతి ది పరమాత్మా పరంబొరుల్ పరమాత్మా దిస్ నాట్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్ పరమాత్మా ది రియాలిటీ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ నాట్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ సేయింగ్ వాటర్ ఇస్ నాట్ ది ఓషన్ హౌ క్లియర్లీ యూ విల్ సే దట్ వాటర్ ఇస్ నాట్ ది ఓషన్ గోల్డ్ ఇస్ నాట్ ది ఆర్నమెంట్ Wood is not the furniture. Similarly, you will say very well, what now? Paramatma is not this universe. The way they say, na, na, iti, na, iti, na, iti. The two negations. And the na, iti actually, first na negates the sthula prapancha, murta prapancha. Second neti negates the amurta prapancha. That is why two netis, okay? Alla, alla. Parambarul, idu valla, alla endru. So, that Paramatma obtaining as the self, neither the murta prapancha, nor the amurta prapancha. Na, iti, na, iti. Iti, vyakhyatam, నిన్నుతే మీన్స్ నెగేట్స్ నిన్నుతే మీన్స్ నెగేట్స్ సో ఉపనిషద్ నెగేట్స్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్ బోత్ మూర్త ప్రపంచ అండ్ అమూర్త ప్రపంచ ది టాంజిబుల్ కాంక్రీట్ యూనివర్స్ అండ్ ది ఇంటాంజిబుల్ అబ్స్ట్రాక్ట్ యూనివర్స్ ఆత్మ ఇస్ నాట్ దిస్ యునో ఇది నిన్నుతే నెగేట్స్ బోత్ ది యూనివర్స్ అప్టైనింగ్ ఇన్ బోత్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఇన్ సటిల్ అండ్ గ్రాస్ ఫార్మ్స్ యాస్ ది మిథ్యా యత వై బికాస్ హౌ డస్ ఇట్ డూ దాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆస్కింగ్ సర్వం హౌ డస్ ఉపనిషత్ నెగేట్ అగ్రాహ్య భావేన హేతునా వాట్ ఈస్ ద హేతు హౌ డస్ ఉపనిషత్ నెగేట్ ది యూనివర్స్ యాజ్ మిథ్యా హి సేస్ అగ్రాహ్య భావేన సీ ఆత్మా ఈజ్ అన్ఆబ్జెక్టిఫైయబుల్ గ్రాహ్య మీన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్టిఫైయబుల్ పర్సెప్టబుల్ So, Agrahya means what? Unobjectifiable, imperceptible is agrahya. So, Atma is, because anything objectifiable, anything available for objectification, anything available for experience, anything available for perception has to be negated as mithya. It is not satyam. Why is it mithya? Very simple thing. Anything perceived, experienced, objectified is dependent on the experiencer for its existence. Therefore, it has dependent existence. It has no existence of its own. Therefore, it is mithya. Therefore, vyakhyatam ninnute is no, negates. So, negating both the entire universe, cosmos, obtaining in concrete, tangible form and obtaining in subtle, abstract form, negating them as mithya. No, universe, the Upanishad, the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad presents the jagat being mithya. How does it do it? Because anything objectifiable, anything experienceable, anything experienced, available for objectification, perception, experience is mithya. That's all. It has no independent existence. Then, one more thing comes here. Okay, why only this? What about the Nirvikalpa Samadhi? I'm not talking, okay, here mantra doesn't talk about. Shankara tells in all the Bhashyam, all these things. What about the Nirvikalpa Samadhi? Or Savikalpa Samadhi? There is blankness is there, isn't it? So, that whether in deep sleep state, the blankness you experience in your deep sleep state, there is no jagat at all. There is neither murta prapancha nor amurta prapancha. Nothing is there. Karna shariram is there. In sleep, what you experience is causal body, karna shariram. Karna shariram means what? Avidya. Avidya means what here? Ignorance. The total ignorance is there in sleep. That is also, that's the total ignorance is neither subtle universe nor gross universe. That is only blankness. Therefore, blankness or either the blankness of the deep sleep state or you can say even the state of mind you experience in your Nirvikalpa Samadhi or Savikalpa Samadhi. Okay, that is also what? Blankness only. That is also object of experience. That is why anything objectifiable, anything objectified, experienced, perceived is what? Mithya, not satyam. The Atma is not that. Therefore, all mithya, so what means satyam the Atma, how is it available then? Satyam the Atma, can I experience Satyatma? If you say, Satyam Atma cannot be experienced agrahya bhavena as a non-objectifiable experiencer, I consciousness is Atma the Satyam. Atma is what? Atma is non-objectifiable experiencer, consciousness alone is Atma the Satyam. So where should I go and search for the experiencer? In every variable experiences, what is invariably self-evidently available is the experiencer. Experiencer is experienced in all the experiences. And then without, you do not require a thought to experience the experiencer. See, to experience the experienced, you need a thought. That's the subtle lesson. To have the experience of an object, you require a thought. But you, without requiring to have any thought, the experiencer is experienced. Experiencer, I, experiencer consciousness available for experience, not as an object, but as the subject available. You don't need a thought. Without requiring to have a thought, the satyam is available, experienced as the experiencer consciousness, not as an experienced object. This is the very important thing. Suppose, if I ask you, you all have come to the class, and having come to the class, is there Roger G in the class today? If I ask, you know, and you, suppose if you already, if you have already seen him, you will say, yes, he is. If you have not yet seen him, then you will search, say, turn your head and search for him and say, yes, he is there today. Is the Nina today? Is auntie there? Uncle is there. I can't see him today. You say, because you can't see, but we all can see, he is very much there in the class. I won't ask whether Rupal is there, because I saw her fixing up with Keith G. So I won't ask whether Keith G is there. I saw him already. So I won't ask Dr. G, look, I see. So if you ask, is there somebody, then you have to turn your head and see whether the person is there or not. Are you there in the class? I should not ask the question first of all. If I do not see you by mistake of some problem, are you all there if I ask you, you know, oh, Swaminiji, wait a minute, let me ask whether I am here in the class or not. You need not ask. You not even turn your head right or left to see whether you are there or not. Without moving an inch from where you are, without making any movement, without asking other person, without requiring a thought to know whether you are there or not, you can say, yes, you are. The whole class, you are sitting in the class, you are listening to me. As you are listening to me, your attention is completely held by me, my speech here, which means you don't need to remember every minute, I am here, I am here, I am here, I am listening, I am listening, I am here, I am here, I am here. You need not remember that you are in the class. Without requiring, without making any effort, without requiring a thought that you know you are. Isn't it? You don't need to remember you are in the class. You just don't pay attention. Without paying any attention, you know, whether somebody else is there, something else is there, the class is there, you have to pay attention. Without paying attention, also in the 1 hour, the whole class, you do not think of you. Without thinking of you, you know you are. Is it true? This is what is called being self-evident. Understand? What is self-evident? This is the meaning of the words being self-evident. Therefore, as a self-evident, I, the experiencer consciousness, alone, what now? The Satyam Atma. Satyam. Anything else is what? Mithya. So your problem will be resolved only in discovering the truth. So don't go in search of truth in mithya. Don't search for truth in Ishvara. Don't search for truth in Jagat. Don't search for truth in anything, you know, there's Jiva also. Understand the Ishvara is also, Ishvara is the truth. Truth is not Ishvara, not Jagat, not the Jiva. But there's no Ishvara other than the truth. There is no Jagat other than the truth. There is no Jiva other than the truth. It's called what? Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, Aikya, Jnanam. Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, Aikya, Jnanam. Anyway, all of them, all the three are Mithya. Means there is no creation, there is only manifestation. Okay, where is this Atma then? That's what he says. Sarvam agrahi, he says, agrahya bhavena hetuna, when you negate everything as non-truth, negate the objectified, experienced sthula prapancha, sukshma prapancha, murta prapancha, amurta prapancha, everything as mithya, mithya, na, when you negate everything as mithya, then what is there non-negatably is, what is non-objectifiable, agrahya bhavena, what is that which obtains as the unobjectifiable, is what non-objectifiable is the experiencer. Non-objectifiable is experiencer, the subject. And the experiencer is what, who is the experiencer there? The non-objectifiable subject alone is non-objectifiable. Non-objectifiable subject, the experiencer alone is what? Consciousness. And the consciousness alone is Satyam. So, therefore, where is the, how to arrive at the consciousness here? Only by arriving at the experiencer. Who is the experiencer? How to experience the experiencer? You cannot experience the experiencer as the object. In every experience, in all the variable experiences, invariably present is the experiencer. Experiencer is experienced in all the experiences. As what? A self-evident I, the consciousness. Therefore, that unborn, birthless, beginningless, changeless, eternal experiencer consciousness prakashate, shines. Consciousness shines by itself. Pirappatra thondrada parambarul vilanguhirathu. That is the meaning. Prakashate means shines. That is what, if you can even think of the pratibodha viditam matam. You have to remember that quotation here. You can remember in Kena Upanishad quotation. I am just saying, it's not, he doesn't say, I remind you. And also, Dakshinamurti Stotram, if you remember, there also a quotation comes. Sada aham, 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 iti antaha spurantam. In every experience you have, you the experiencer are. You have to think about it. It's just for you to think. Okay? Sada aham, 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 aham iti antaha sadaspurantam. Sadaspurti. Why? Because any experience you have, whether you experience the external world, whether you experience a dream, whether you experience, you know, the blankness, whether you experience nirvikalpa samadhi in meditation, any experience. Suppose somebody comes and tells you, I had a mystic experience. Oh, that is fine. You had a mystic experience. You can easily say you experienced that experience. Mithya, the experience is truth is not that experience. You can easily say. I had some strange experience. Come on, let people get excited about all the experiences. It is possible. Anyone can have any experience. Whatever experience they have, they come and tell you, listen to everything, truth is not the experienced. Agrahya bhavena. You had experienced that, therefore it is not the truth. You experienced that, oh, that means it is not the truth. You can be very clear. What cannot be experienced at all is the truth. What cannot be experienced is what? Not the non-existent. Here, what cannot be experienced at all is the experiencer. Why do you say experiencer cannot be experienced? Experiencer is experienced in every experience, but experiencer cannot be experienced as an object. Isn't it? Therefore, that experiencer, even status is mithya, but what that the truth is available for recognition as the experiencer. Once you arrive at the truth, then you resolve the experiencer also in the very truth. The experiencer status also is mithya. Is it clear? Therefore, the consciousness alone is satyam, which is the meaning, substance of the substantive atma, which is the substance of the substantive limitless reality Brahman. Parambrahma shabdartha jnanam or chaitanyam, pure knowledge alone is truth, and that truth prakashate, shines. How does it shine? Self-evidently, self-evident, self-revealing, self-effulgent. Why do you say self-effulgent? It does not require a thought to shine. That because in whose presence, because of whose presence, every thought shines. Every emotion obtaining of thought shines. Therefore, that's why I gave this example. You do not require to remember all the time that you are here in the class. When you are watching a television, watching a movie, or listening to the class, listen to music, you don't need to tell yourself you are here, you are, you are, you are, you are, you are. You don't need to remember. Oh my God, what will happen if I focus on Swaminiji's class? If I forget I am, then what will happen? You don't make least, you the least effort you need to take to remember you are in the class. Why? You don't need to remember. You know you are. Which means you don't require a thought to know. To know something, that thought needs to arise. You know that? But to know you are, you don't require a thought. This is what is the beauty. Got it? Very important lesson. To know anything in the world, anything other than myself, I require a thought. To know that there's a body, you require a thought. You know that. To know you are, you don't require a thought. That is what is called Swayam Prakashate. That's called being self-evident, self-effulgent. You know. That's why Ajam Prakashate. Ajam Atma Tattvam Prakashate. Pirappatra Tondra Parambarul Thanagave Vilangugirathu. No, as how does it shine? Agrahya bhavena. you know, as an non-objectifiable, self-evident experiencer consciousness obtaining in every experience. This is a sentence, full sentence, you have to write like this. How is Atma, the reality, the truth, shines? How is it? The non-objectifiable experiencer consciousness shines as self-evident I, experiencer, in all the experiences, changing experiences, in all the changing states of experiences. Ajam prakashate. So what does it mean here? He has gone one step ahead. He also talked about the Atma, how Atma is self-evident. The truth is, see, the self, the you to arrive at the truth, that there's no truth other than consciousness. Pure knowledge. There's no truth. There's no reality other than consciousness. Truth is consciousness alone truth. Everything else is mithya. Everything else means what? You can reduce everything into three things. The experience of status is mithya. You know, the Ishvara is mithya. Jiva is mithya. Jagat is mithya. All the experiences are mithya. Experienced is mithya. Everything is mithya. So, murta prapancha is mithya. Amurta prapancha is mithya. Everything, anything experienced, negate it. Say it is not the truth. Negate all the experienced, objectifiable things as not truth. Subtle also negate. Any experience also negate. Any mystic experience, something experienced, negate as mithya. Anything experienced means negate as mithya. What proof you want? You don't need to work hard for, what is this? Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Samadhi experience, why do you work very hard for Nirvikalpa Samadhi? It is not moksha. It is not the truth. It is one more mithya special experience, mithya experience. So, Swarupam of the experiencer alone is Satyam. Experiencer status is Mithya, experience is Mithya, experienced is Mithya. Subtle universe is Mithya, gross universe is Mithya, unmanifest universe also is Mithya. Everything is Mithya, not unreal. Mithya. Mithya is always non-existent. So you have to resolve your I, it's called you, Jagat also you have resolved now as Mithya. Everything is Mithya. Which means there is no creation at all. Therefore creation is not real, you have to, Jagat is Mithya. Therefore Jagat is not Satyam. Therefore what? No, Jagat is not Satyam. What is Satyam then? Atma Chaitanyam alone is Satyam. This Jagrat Prapancha is as, you know, as Mithya, as the Swapna Prapanchaha. So these are the quotations. I'm going to stop the class now for you.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.